This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, Latte Doth has his visa. Everything is ready to go. He had a really good past couple weeks of training. He played in our last preseason game. He's electric. He's going to be exciting to watch. He will help stretch other teams for us with his speed, his finishing ability, you know, with 27 goals in the championship in England last year, in the last 2 years there. So He's an exciting player who I think we're going to set up for a lot of goals this season. And I think
there you have it. That's Chris Henderson, Atlanta United technical director, from this morning on the radio station, talking about the final DP signing of the offseason, Latte Lath, and where he's at ahead of the first match of the season, which is on Saturday versus Montreal, right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Pregame at 6:30, kickoff at 7:30. Sounds like he's going to be ready to go. Now,
yeah, I mean, but
how long can he play? I don't know. But I want to see him out there to start the season, game one.
Who scores and the roof blows off? I mean, off the Mercedes-Benz, him or Amaral?
Miggy.
Yeah. If Miggy scores.
No offense to Latte Lath, but he's got a long way to go to be viewed that
but
way.
But if Miggy scores on Saturday, dude, that place is – it's already going to be crazy anyways. But that place is going to be just straight ape, you know what.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to start, because it's the first game and it's the beginning of the season, we need to start working on this Golden Spike thing too.
Yeah,
like,
man.
Right now.
We
got a good relationship over there. We be over there, we be hanging out.
Yeah, all those
like
guys
that.
Are great.
They're great. We need to figure out how to get this Golden Spike.
Dukes back. And Bell did it.
Yeah, we did
it. They hammered in the Golden
Spike.
And
I'm pretty sure ours look way more stylish than them.
Oh, yeah. We got a lot of swag pizzazz when it comes to hammering spikes in there.
You damn right we do. Check the photo album.
Yeah, check it out. I've hammered a lot of spikes in my day.
Yeah, dude, check right? the album.
We're the second longest running show at the station.
Yes.
Relationship strong over there.
Yeah.
We both look good in soccer jerseys.
Who you telling?
You know what I mean?
Hold on. We got to wear a jersey?
I think so.
I wear a t-shirt.
I mean, is that the deal breaker? Like,
is that the deal breaker, me having to wear another
like, if
man's
they
jersey?
Say you can do it, what's it got to say another man's name on the back of it? It'll probably have your name or no name.
Okay, that's negotiable.
Okay.
I would soccer guess that it would be a McMichael jersey.
Hang on. This is good.
It's negotiable. Negotiable.
Okay, so you would do what? You would wear just a blank back Atlanta United jersey to hammer in the spike.
Yes.
You would wear one that said McMichael 25.
No.
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 Why not? That's you in
the
year.
I know.
What if it said McMichael 81?
No.
That was your number.
It was, but you know how I feel. These those little quirks or whatever you want to call it that I have.
I know that's why I'm digging in here. I'm trying to examine.
You know, I have those little things about me.
No, I love them.
Yeah, that's just my thing. That's me.
I know
me with my last name on a jersey that I don't play for.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
it's me.
Blank back Atlanta United jersey is a go.
Go.
McMichael 20. Okay, no name.
No.
So then I would assume that if it said Almarone, that's an absolute no go.
No go.
Okay.
No go.
Okay. But I mean, just a blank jersey, that's fine.
Yeah, I can do that.
No big deal.
I can do that.
I would. Yeah.
I can do that.
So there we go. We've come to we've set our terms.
Yes.
as if that's what Atlanta United was waiting for. Oh, okay. So that's all they're asking for?
Yeah.
Great.
All right, cool.
Yeah, I would love to do that. So then so here comes the next question, because it's like it's both of us, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think you hammer it three times to get it hammered in.
Right.
So what do we do? We each get a hammer, or do we pass it back and forth?
I think we each get a hammer.
Or do we each get one?
I think it's when it's a duo, we each get one.
Okay.
Yeah, you can go.
Do you get to take that with you?
Because
that would be a really cool thing to get, like, in a shadow box.
That would be awesome.
And get framed up up.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, this is this hammer from me and Randy got this hammer, the spike
sure
in it.
You don't?
Probably not.
But I think.
But what if you just took it?
But you just took it and we're just walking around? Because you know we got to stay and watch the game.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, it is before
so
the game.
Be walking around
with, just
with
90
mallet?
Minutes with a, with a big mallet.
Yeah, we can't do that.
Nah, you're probably right.
We can't do that.
Probably right about that. Yeah. Anyway, sounds like Latte Lat is going to be able to go. I know he played in the final preseason match. Just a matter of fitness at this point. And if he doesn't, then I'm sure he'll go in the second game. There's a lot of games. It's a really long season. Starts on Saturday. Hopefully it's a really good season because everybody's excited for it. All right. Chris Sale is going to be the starter for the first Grapefruit League game on Saturday as well.
Love it.
Makes sense.
Love it.
That'll get underway for the Braves on Saturday as spring training is legitimately right around the corner. So this is something we spent quite a bit of time talking about a couple weeks ago. Everybody did when Luka got traded for AD. Who knew, who didn't, all that kind of stuff. It sounds like legitimately nobody knew. Like really, real deal, nobody knew, which never happens in sports anymore. Here's Rich Paul, who's AD's agent, LeBron's agent, one of the power brokers in the NBA, talking about that trade.
99.9% of the time, I'm going to know what's going on. The one time I didn't was the one time we all didn't. Per se, know what was going on. It was a shock to everybody. Who was in it was a shock, right? I always knew the affinity that was had for AD from Nico's perspective. So the destination wasn't really a shock. The timing of it was a shock, and obviously who was involved was a shock. But you don't move mountains with everybody knowing. You can't. And so I'm glad I didn't know. And I'm glad that whoever else didn't know, because it probably wouldn't have happened if you did know.
Yeah, I mean, he's absolutely correct, because you said, like, Rich Paul is one of the most powerful agents in ball. I mean,
probably is the most.
Most. You
right
look
now
at, you
in
look
the
at,
NBA.
Like, and I saw that clip. He was on Gil's Arenas. And I saw the clip of the other names he was talking about. Like, he has De'Aaron Fox. And he has, who else? The guy that just went from Chicago to Sacramento. Those guys.
Oh, yeah. LaVine.
Yeah, he has Zach LaVine. Mm-hmm. He has Brandon Ingram. He has all these
so
guys.
Everybody that got traded, he's their agent.
Pretty
too.
Much. Yeah. And so when you're talking about, like you said, moving a mountain, Nico and Rob, they kept it between them too. They didn't tell anybody until they had some kind of parameters. I'm sure they mentioned it to the damn owners and stuff like that. Because you don't make a trade like
had
that to. Without that, you know, without that approval of it. And
when based on the way the Mavericks, because the Mavericks have a new ownership group, but then there's like the whatever you call it, like the principal owner or whatever, the one that gets to basically talk when stuff like this happens. Mm-hmm. The commentary from that person has made it seem like they certainly knew, and they totally support it.
Yeah, I mean, no, and then you heard, I saw something yesterday as soon as we got off the air, that he's talking about he didn't think that the outcry was going to be like it is.
Well, that's
like,
a bad sign.
That's a bad sign.
That's a bad sign.
That's a bad sign if you did not think that your fans were going to react the way they did to them losing Luka Doncic.
Oof.
What the hell do you mean?
That might be the worst thing you could possibly say.
What the hell you didn't I mean you didn't oh, anticipate.
You thought they were going to be cool with it?
I like what Rich said, because Rich would have known this trade wouldn't have went through probably.
Right, probably.
You know? Probably would have he would have found some way to nix the trade.
But then there's the other side of it too, where it's like, it's got to be such a hard job where in this instance, he's only Anthony Davis's agent, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's also LeBron's agent and like LeBron's best friend. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows that.
Mm-hmm.
LeBron might really be happy that Luke is his teammate. Right? So, like, in that instance, you have to, if he would have known, I have to imagine just, like, the different things going through your mind, weighing the pros and cons and all this kind of stuff. Like, all right, what does AD want? That's A number one, I suppose. I got to talk to him. But, like, LeBron might really want to play with Luka.
But that's true, but I don't think AD wanted to leave L.A.
I don't think he
we
did
We know
at all.
That Luka didn't want to leave Dallas.
Right.
We know all these things, you know? And so, I don't know how he would go about it if, for instance, these two people who, Rich Paul don't own. No, I hate that word. They don't have the rights to these players. Right. They're in a contract with that team.
Right. And right. So he could, even if he would have not wanted it to happen.
Yeah, it could still, it still could have happened. You know what I mean?
But he could have tried harder to make it not happen.
Right.
I just wonder. It's almost like, you know, it's like a doctor in a certain sense. It's like confidentiality with a patient and all of that. Mm-hmm. You know, but like if you tell me something in confidence that is really important to another patient or vital to another patient's health or something like that, do I have an obligation to break the confidence? Can I do that?
Yeah.
How does the Hippocratic Oath work? Do agents have one of those? Like, I don't, you know what I mean?
I know exactly. Because
it's not health. It's not as important as that. But like, you know, in this instance, he's Anthony Davis's agent. In another instance, he's De'Aaron Fox's agent. In another instance, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's just hard. It's hard when one guy is so powerful, but he is.
He is. And but just like Nico, like Rich was saying, like Nico, when he found out the Dallas thing, he's like, yeah, because everybody knows Nico loves Anthony Davis. He loves him and everything like that, and it puts him into a position like that. But I'm pretty sure if you went to both of these players and were like, okay, we're thinking about trading, I don't think either one of them would say, yeah.
What? No. What?
No.
Luka would have said, Hell no.
Hell no. I want my 340. I want
he would have said $126 million dollars worth of notes.
I want that right there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, hell no, I don't want to get damn traded. No,
please don't. Yeah. Actually, trade me in like a year.
Yeah, let me sign
after I sign the $345 million max extension, super max extension.
Exactly.
Then let me be teammates with LeBron or whatever. At that point, I don't care.
Yeah.
But yeah, now, not right now.
Let me get this real quick.
All right. Tiger Woods had a funny moment last night. He refers to it as this. Not funny, but embarrassing.
I heard 99 yards, and so I went out there and hit it 100 yards, and one of the most embarrassing moments in my golfing career just happened. I just screwed up. I mean, that was embarrassing.
I mean, if that's the most embarrassing moment in a golf career, that's pretty good.
That's pretty damn good,
we'll take
Tiger.
I mean, we'll take it.
Arguably, some people think the best golfer that's ever lived.
Yeah.
All right, you embarrassed by that moment right there.
Yeah, if we're going all the way, because he's damn near 50. If we're going to 50, and that's the most embarrassing moment.
Exactly. I think I was racking
my brain for like a more, and I know people are going to bring up, I'm talking about golf stuff, like a more embarrassing golf moment from Tiger. I mean, again, that's not even that embarrassing. He thought somebody said 99 yards. Mm-hmm. He hit it 99 yards.
Right.
That's actually pretty awesome.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But he could take that.
Now, it's kind of a indictment on, like, all right, because if it was a real golf course, you would have obviously known 99 wasn't the yardage.
Right.
You'd have seen where the green was and known that it was 109. No one in real life is going to mistake 200.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
100 yards for 100 yards, right? But with a screen and all that kind of stuff, and maybe he's only half paying attention. I don't know.
I think that was
well, like it's like oh, that's not.
I really think Tiger.
I think more than anything, it's kind of not great for like the focus it takes to compete in that thing.
I think he was like, oh.
99? All right, cool.
All right, no problem.
I got that.
He didn't even say, "Are you sure?" Nothing.
99? Okay, 99. He's just a robot,
man.
And he hit it 99,
which is
on the number,
which is crazy.
Which is crazy. Like that is the thing that makes those guys
99.
The guys. It's nuts. All right, we'll come back. How enticing is Kirk Cousins to other teams? We'll find out next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.